Misfit Toys.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I'm in love with movies. This is Doug Would Marry Movies If He Could, coming to you from a hotel room in the state of Denver on Monday, May 13th, 2 Oceans 13. Yesterday I did my first annual Mother's Day 420 matinee at Comedy Works in the city of Colorado. Yeah, you heard right. It was so much fun. I want to come back and do it every year, if the nice folks at Comedy Works will let me. Have to have that conversation with them. There weren't a lot of name tags in the crowd, but boy, they sure did make up for it with insane enthusiasm, and we ended up with perhaps the greatest audience contestant of all time. The less-than-perfect audio from that show lasts about 20 minutes, so I won't rattle off a lot of plugs before getting to it. I'll just say that I'm at the FET Ballroom in Providence this Saturday, May 18th, and that all of my dates are listed at douglasmovies.com. Now take a big bong rip, or just sit there, and enjoy this madness from the state of Denver. Yeah! All right, Denver, Mother's Day.
Yeah!
Yeah! T.J. Miller's mother, yeah!
Yeah!
Pete Holmes' mother, yeah!
Yeah!
My name is Denver. Let's go back and forth, Graham, doing classic lines from movies, but as Bane. Bane does a classic line from movie, and then the other guy has to name what the movie is.
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, that's definitely Orca.
Frankly, Scott, I don't give a damn.
That's,
there's the guy who got his Gone with the Wind, you fucking jackal. What are you fucking doing?
Like,
if you
just saw Demolition Man, that would have been funny.
I was trying to get the Juliette Lewis, Giovanni Ribisi movie, but they're both special needs people that fall in love.
In the rap section.
This gift is the best one.
A plate of boogies.
The hotel brought me a plate of cookies. I was like, who do you think I am, Santa?
I gave it his room. There's a plate of cookies and a glass of milk. I'm like, dude, where's the carrot for Rudolph?
I'm sure my hotel won't miss that plate.
T-shirt.
It's available at DouglasMovies.com, right?
This last thing's a good thing. It's a really, this is probably one of the better prices I've ever given out. It's a tiny Absolut vodka bottle. That starred in the vine that I made called Quick Impression Denzel Washington.
Remember in Flight?
There's a scene where he's just sitting on top of the minibar. It's like 30 seconds. It's like forever. I'll have a close-up of it. Well, what's the Alki gonna do? And then his hand just comes in and grabs it. Like King Kong grabbing a biplane. Was that racist?
Well, I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Grandma's Pump Strike Dance.
Pump Strike Dance Party!
Yeah! What kind of name tags do we have here tonight?
We have name tags.
See your name tags.
Where are they at?
Ooh, a lot of stoners. You need make name tags.
I'm Denver's Rebecca name. Nice.
Nice. He's got a complicated sign over there. What does that say?
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I got high at 8 grams gluten-free cookies.
The fuck?
This guy wants to use his credit card.
Yeah, let me run that shit. See if you fucking qualify.
And we packed the place with people who are indifferent to the this aspect of the show.
No!
I know some of you made name tags, but I'm just saying that, like, the last time we were here, there were a lot more.
Yeah.
But people here are just like, I don't need to win a bag full of crap. That guy right there, he's just like, I'm going to wear the baggiest shorts I own and give those guys a nut festival. Focus.
I love Planet of the Apes. Get that Planet of the Apes thing up here, dude. Come on up here, dude.
Come on up on stage, man.
Get your friends to Paul Drop for you. Yeah.
Let's show all the next one. Hey.
It's a collector's edition.
That's awesome.
Here, let him talk
about it. Original movies.
Get the fuck out of here.
And the cartoon as well.
No, I think Graham would like you to leave.
That's awesome, dude.
And your name is Six Finger Tim?
Oh, shit!
What the hell?
Six-pack.
I didn't see that 6-1 coming. I thought I was in the clear, and then doink.
Rebecca, you made an amazing name tag, but you only got 10 fingers.
Six fingers at the bottom.
Yeah!
Daily double.
Daily double.
So the film, the category is Freddy Got Six-Fingered. Starring our friend Tom Green. Professor X.
Okay, don't start guessing yet. I mean, you do know how to play the game, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. He knows how to play.
He can count this on one hand.
This isn't... This, fingers on each hand. I call it more like four fingers and two thumbs on each hand. But it's impressive. Oh, let's get, you gonna get a picture of it?
Yeah,
see the shit that's around. That's like that's new level gang sign. No way. No way is this happening. I wish I'd smoked more weed before I took this nap. Because I'm having a fucked up dream. Okay, you get to pick a category, six finger. Which one would you like, SF? Would you like the Werner Herzog category, which is films that have a colon in them? My man, Bassman Kurt, suggested Baby Got Back. That's movies where a missing baby gets returned. Suggested The Men Who Stare at Floats. And it's movies that have a parade in them.
I know the Werner Herzog.
Okay.
Yeah!
This movie has a colon in the title. Two stars from Leonard. Listeners to the show might recognize some of these clues because this movie actually came up recently in a different category. Yes, that's a clue. Graham, of course, doesn't listen, so I don't blame him. We don't listen to each other's podcasts. We're too busy living, man. Leonard says about this movie that it's elaborately produced and well directed, but it's just another connect the dots action thriller that has a colon in the title.
What year?
From 1995, and Leonard lists 12 names.
So great.
He should put his hand on your shoulder and say, "Do you feel in control?" Are you in normal five-finger control?
Is that your mother? How's she doing? She doing all right? It's probably very, very traumatic. So you've been 12 names?
I've been 11.
Don't go as well ever. was looking at it, I showed these guys my weird hands, and suddenly I had a career.
We've got 1 minute.
All right. I'll do 7, Dave. It's kind of it's not exciting.
Yeah.
Look at you with your stupid normal hands. He's going 6. I don't know why he used 2 hands to do it.
You know, he just went to move.
No, I saw it, Graham. I was making a joke for the listeners who still don't believe that this is real.
I'm going to tweet that photo so we have evidence.
I will retweet that. Not sure which finger I'm going to use to do it. I have so few to choose from. Oh shit, the altitude. You're not allowed to have this much fun at this altitude. You'll fucking pass the fuck out. Just breathe, moms. Just breathe. We got a lot of moms here today.
All right. I'll go 5.
He says 5. He says 5. What weird configuration are we in store for now?
4 names.
Yeah, 4 names. And he's also okay with it.
He wins no matter what. I don't know why this is taking so long.
I was thinking you can actually get it.
Okay, alright. Name it.
What are the clues again?
The clues are that you're probably not going to get it, but that you're the best contestant we've ever had. You don't normally get to make fun of this sort of thing right to the person's face. You usually try to do it in a more polite way.
Your bee joke killed with me earlier.
That's going to be on my new album, Gateway Doug, available soon on iTunes.
It's 1995. Leonard gave it 2 stars. He says that it's elaborately produced and well-directed, but it's just another connect-the-dots action thriller. And it's got a colon in the title, and your 4 names are Afifi, which might be like a dog that was in the movie, Kurtwood Smith, who's a genuine grown man, Royce D. Applegate, and Nick Mancuso. So it's really going to come down to, you just had a strong hunch.
His names are nothing, you just have that colon.
Yeah, just a movie with a colon in the title. So that implies it was a sequel. What do you think? Having won anyway.
Yeah. You won hands down.
Yeah.
The 6 fingers of fate have already been turned into confusion.
This guy's singing a lot of shirts. What's that? You got nothing?
Nothing.
All right. What if I told you that it starred Steven Seagal?
Oh, man.
And that it was a sequel to Under Siege. Then what would you say?
It's still not easy. It's still not easy.
Don't say it, dude. Don't say it.
Under Siege 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Shake my hand, let me feel it. Oh, that's weird. That's so weird. Oh, oh, oh. Thank you, Jim. Enjoy your prize bag. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your mother.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Tim's Mom.
Thank you all.
You did not. Grandma, whatever.
ago. We played that. We played that movie at two different, like a show, just a few days ago. So that's fun. It came up in two different categories. What's that? What's something about Colorado? Oh, I think. Are you saying the movie was shot in Colorado?
Yes, sir.
I think it might have been.
Woo!
I think you're right, lady, that I want to shut up. You're a nice, smart lady. Now zip it. As always, being mean to people on Mother's Day is a shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, it's me, very famous comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. I have a podcast so popular, it is named Obscure. In it, I read works of classic literature out loud and interrupt myself throughout to provide smart and funny commentary as I go. It's like pop-up video for books, which is a reference for really old people. I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein for season 2 of Obscure, so if you're looking for a new audiobook, why not let me read it to you? You guys like murder podcasts? Well, this is a murder podcast. There's also celebrity gossip.
Somebody asked me, is your beef with Marc Maron real? The second is he really an asshole? And the answer is yes. And the first half is yes.
And really good accent work.
I'll read what I want, Mr. Carter.
Join me for a book club like no other. It's Obscure with me, Michael Ian Black. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Apple Music, or wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.